Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. In today's episode, Jeff talks about creating a real estate training platform. You will learn from Jeff the true meaning of sales training and what should be its core focus to produce high-quality agents. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
We are going to dig into our next session of ReLead. You've been joining me every Wednesday at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we appreciate that. Last week, we left off with getting into creating an accountability system and putting accountability measures and structure in place. So last week, we talked about accountability, what that looks like, why it's important, why people need it, what we need to do to implement it. And this week, we're digging into creating an actual training schedule or training platform. So again, we're in the next version of ReLead every Wednesday at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you're in this every Wednesday at 11. If you want to register, get somebody else registered, make sure they're using the link gloveru.com/ReLead. We're on Facebook Live as well. So for those of you that aren't tuned in every Wednesday at 11:30 Eastern, make sure you're using the link. Again, it's gloveru.com/ReLead. Last week, we talked about accountability. Let's shift gears and talk about creating a training program, creating a training platform today. Before we do that, I believe we have a winner of some Live Unreal Glover U swag. Before we show who the winner is, before we show who the winner is, how you win it. Each week we randomly search hashtag GloverU and we search hashtag ReLead. And each week we look up those two hashtags and we pick one random person that is posting about their training with GloverU or their training in the ReLead program, and that person wins. So make sure you're telling people about ReLead and you're telling people about the program. Again, if you're on Facebook Live, make sure you go to gloveru.com/ReLead so you can join in each one of these sessions moving forward, because we don't usually go Facebook Live. I decided to go Facebook Live because I think this is a really important topic. This is one that I'm passionate about, and that is in the form of real estate agent training and coaching. And that's what we're talking about today. So if you would show on the screen who is our winner this week. All right, and congratulations to Lacey Mollison. You are winning. You see down there in the left-hand corner of your screen, you are winning the Live Unreal quarter zip. That is a Nike quarter zip. They make a men's and a women's one. We are sending that to you. We will get your home address so we can send that out and wear that with pride and stay comfortable. Okay, let's jump into the content for today. Let me just pull up my notes here. Okay, so we're talking about training today. Last week we talked about accountability. Today we're talking about training. I wrote down, you can't have the most accountable agent on the planet and still have someone that's going to succeed at a high level without the right training. So there's a lot of kind of misconceptions around training right now. A lot of what I'm seeing out there is, oh yeah, go take this class, go take this webinar, make sure you join all these Facebook groups, and there you go. That's where you get your training. In fact, I had a conversation, you know, with someone about how I'm getting so much training right now because of all the webinars that are out there, because of all the Facebook groups that are out there. You know, I don't necessarily know where to start or which one to believe. Well, let me just be real clear. Facebook groups and even a lot of the webinars that are out there today, that is not what I consider training. Okay, training doesn't include mastering a CRM or putting drip campaigns together. Those are operational processes that are important, but it's our job as leaders in the real estate industry to make sure we are teaching people the sales process. All right. So training does not include mastering a CRM or drip campaigns. It's important. It's something that's operational. It's something that you have to set aside time for, but that shouldn't be 100% of your focus right now. Training does not include just watching a webinar, unless it's a skills-based webinar, because it's our job as leaders in the real estate industry to make sure our salespeople, including ourselves, because most of you are leaders and in sales, making sure our salespeople are staying sharp with their contacts, what they say when they make contacts, how they convert leads based on what they say or what they type. It's our job to make sure we're doing a high level of skills-based training right now. Anyone can go watch a webinar on how to master something. It needs to be based on skills. It does not include, by the way, when we talk about training, we're not talking about training on contracts or learning various forms. Again, those are important, but that's not true sales training. We're going to get to what true sales training is in a bit. I wrote down, training does not mean asking a question of a Facebook group and reading everyone's responses. A lot of these people that spend a lot of time in Facebook groups really don't have a lot else to do. So they're just in there kind of trolling around, maybe commenting on things or sharing things in them. I would be careful, because a lot of the people in these Facebook groups aren't actually on the ground with you. Yeah, maybe they had some success at some point in time, but they're not dealing with what you're dealing with right now. They're not having conversations with sellers about what needs to be done right now to get their home ready for sale, because we can't have an agent out. So be very careful of who you're paying attention to. I mean, a lot of these Facebook groups are to some degree a little fraudulent. You know, they're really trying to control the conversation. They delete posts. Or if somebody posts something that's actually relevant and real, but it doesn't necessarily match what their belief is, then they'll delete it. I mean, that is not good training. That's scarcity. And quite frankly, it's usually coming from people who aren't on the ground with you. So is there good advice in Facebook groups? There sure is, but just make sure you're getting advice from people who are on the ground doing it. Make sure you're getting advice from people who are with you every single day. A lot of these Facebook groups, they're for profit, right? They have people that are paying them to allow them to post. They're controlling the conversation in a lot of cases. If you see a Facebook group's or posts are getting deleted, just be careful. Make sure you're getting relevant and real information, not theory, not concepts. And gosh forbid, I hate hearing, well, I coach a lot of people and here's what they're telling me. No. Most clients, let's have it be honest for a second. Most clients lie to their coaches about what they're doing, right? So then you have this coach that feels overeducated, because I have so many clients and I'm working with so many people who tell me A, B, and C is working for them. Well, a lot of people who tell you A, B, and C is working for them are just hearing that from their clients. Well, their clients aren't necessarily telling them the truth, because their clients want to look good to their coach. So even be mindful of that. Pay attention to people that are on the ground with you every single day. Okay, so let's talk about per-person productivity. I wrote down, training geared at increasing per-person productivity should be heavily skills-based. Ready? What does it look like? Okay, well, it looks like putting together a schedule where agents can master the following things. Again, if you're just joining us, if this is your first re-lead session ever, we've talked about everything, different value propositions, different models in the real estate industry. Last week, we talked about accountability in the real estate industry. Now we're digging into putting together an actual training program. So what does training actually look like? Training is scripts and dialogues. I don't care how sophisticated we get. Everyone's talking about virtual appointments right now. I love it. That's great. You still have to have a discussion with someone. You still have to do lead follow-up. You still have to convert the lead. Don't divert your focus to shift on technology because you think that that's going to be more important. Well, technology is just going to help us arrive to more opportunities. Technology is going to just help us stay in front of more people. We still have to have conversations. So good training includes daily role play, writing out scripts, handling objections, converting a lead, how often to follow up and what to say, how to close for appointments, getting feedback and asking for feedback. All right, I have a list actually I'm going to share with you. We call this the 20 steps in the Glover U sales system. So I'm going to share this with you because I want you to write these down. These are things that need to be part of your training program. These are actually things that were born. We call it the Glover U sales system, but let's be honest, it actually started as the Jeff Glover sales system, and then it became the Jeff Glover and Associates sales system, and now it's the Glover U sales system. So these are the 20 areas that you want to make sure you have some form of education put together, some form of plan or guide or policy procedures on these 20 topics, all right? Now, we're not going to be able to dig super deep into every single one of these, but I'm going to give you a couple of examples as we go along, all right? So write these down. These are the 20 steps in a real estate team or brokerage training system. These are things that need to be implemented into your training model. Number one, I wrote down step one, making sure agents understand the real estate realities. Making sure agents understand the real estate realities. What are the real estate realities? Well, I heard a long, long time ago from one of my early on mentors, Mike Ferry, he used to call them the real estate truths. What are the real estate realities? The real estate realities is essentially grading yourself on a scale from 1 to 10 in a group of areas in the business, so that way you know what you need to focus on, what you need your strengths to be. Things like time management, database management, pre-qualifying, lead follow-up. It's essentially understanding your realities of the business, what you're good at, and what needs work. That is step one in our system. We call that understanding the real estate realities. Step two is the goal setting part, which is, you know, goal setting and business planning are two different things. Believe it or not, a lot of people aren't necessarily clear on how to goal set, right? So here are seven, just to give you an idea, seven parts of the goal setting system. Number one, you have to identify the goals. And by the way, if you're wondering, Jeff, why do you go so fast? Because we pack as much content as we can into 45 minutes. So that's why I'm going fast, all right? So again, seven parts of a goal setting system. Ready? Identify the goals, write them down, identify the challenges and solutions, set deadlines, prioritize them, visualize them, and go after them. Seven steps in the goal setting system. And this is just step two. Identify them, write them down, identify challenges and solutions, set deadlines, prioritize them, visualize them, and go after them. Okay, just as a simple as a goal setting formula, right? That's step two. Step three, business planning. Now the business plan is essentially talking about what we need to actually do in terms of action items, all right? These are the four or five big things I want to accomplish, and here's the action items that we're going to put into place. Step four, you have to have some type of time management training, some type of system in place. For an agent's day, meaning I need to know when I come into the office, Jeff, what am I doing every single day? Honestly, think about your current brokerage. Think about your current team. Do you have a time management training system in place? Have you shared with them what a top producer's schedule looks like? You have to have a time management system in any business, quite frankly, but in the sales business, your salespeople need to know, what is my day supposed to look like? Step five in the system. This is, again, putting together a strong training platform. You have to have a system for developing sales skills. Now, for those of you that have been following along with ReLead for a long time, you know we talk about writing out scripts, chanting them aloud, role-playing, right? That is how we develop sales skills. I'll never forget early on, I had to write out every single script I wanted to master once a day for 30 days. I had to chant it out loud once a day for 30 days. I then needed to find someone in the office to role-play once a day for 30 days. What is your sales training? It is the job of the leader to teach people how to sell, okay? Mastering a CRM, creating an image on Canva, that is all good stuff in terms of operations, but none of that matters unless you know how to sell. I can't understand why so many brokerages out there are missing this piece. I can't understand why so many people are kind of ignoring this idea that you don't really have to have sales skills anymore, because this solution will solve all your problems. You're missing the boat if you're constantly looking for solutions or constantly looking for technology to make your life easier. Step six that you have to have in your process, you have to have some form of training on market knowledge. What does your system look like to teach your salespeople market knowledge? Are you giving them market stats on a regular basis? Are you showing them how to present market stats to a client? That needs to be part of your monthly training routine. Again, we're talking about creating a training platform in a real estate company. It can be a team, can be a brokerage, it can be two people working together, it can be a solo agent, I don't care, you gotta have these things. Number seven, probably my favorite, you have to have a lead generation training system. And the lead generation training system can't just be, you know, go attend a seminar, or like we talked about, go see what people are putting them on Facebook. No. Here's what you do at this time. Here's what you say. Here's when they respond with this, here's what you say back to that. What is your lead generation model, right? What are the sources of business And how do I go after those sources of business? Do you have that documented? Are you able to present that? All right, that's step seven. Step eight, building and effectively working a database. What is your plan for that? When I'm an agent and I show up at your company and I ask you, how do I build a database? What is your answer? Do you have an answer for building a database? And more importantly, once I build a database, how do I work it? One thing I know most of you are in the GloverU inner circle, we're kind of slowly rolling out all of the sessions from the Live Unreal Summit. Well, all of those sessions were focused on building a massive database and adding value to it. So what is, if I show up at your office today and I ask you, how do I build a database, A, and B, how do I work a database, what is your answer? I need you to hand me a document. I need you to show me, not just, oh, go find that online. Number nine, I wrote down lead follow-up and conversion. Once I get a lead, how do I follow up with a lead? By the way, what is the definition of a lead? A lead is someone who's looking to buy or sell in a reasonable time frame. All right, don't be fooled. You know, you see out there people saying, oh, I spent $37 and I generated 900 leads. Those aren't leads. Those are prospects. All right, out of prospects, leads come out of that. There's no doubt about that. But spending $37 to generate 900 leads, those aren't leads. Those are prospects. You have to go through every single one of those prospects to find someone that's actually willing to do something now. All right. And you can have your own plan for what you do with the rest of them, but don't be confused by people saying, oh, I spent this amount and I got all these leads. Those aren't leads. There are leads in there, but it's going to take time and energy to sift through them. And you have to have a lead follow-up formula to go after them. What is our lead follow-up formula? It's very simple. We call it 3x3x3. All right. It's 3 calls. 3 texts and emails within 3 days. Pretty simple, nothing too fancy about that. 3 calls, 3 texts and emails within 3 days. Pretty simple stuff there, right? Number 10, you have to have a pre-qualifying system. It can't just be, oh yeah, here's the pre-qualifying script. Well, when an appointment's set, does something go out? What happens when something goes out and they don't respond? What happens if they don't respond to my pre-qualifying call? Or if they don't respond to the voicemail I leave? What is your pre-qualifying method? It needs to be a document that you hand an agent that says, this is our pre-qualifying method. The listing presentation. 3 key thoughts on listing, a couple thoughts on listing presentations. This one would take forever. Number one, you have to be able to share someone, this is the listing presentation script. And oh, by the way, here's a video of what it looks like. Here's what it looks like when you go out and present. Here's what you say when they respond with this. And oh, by the way, here's the document that has all the answers to all the questions that they could ask you. You have to have a listing presentation document, video, something that you can share so that way they can watch it and chant it and role play it and write it out. I had to do the same thing. I had to write it out. I was part of a mastermind group where we had to write out our listing presentation every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if we didn't send it in, we had to send out a new document every single time we wrote it in. If we didn't send it in the next time our mastermind group met, guess what? We had to present it in front of the entire group. What is your listing presentation training program? All right, we're not going to be able to solve all these just on this 45-minute session, but I'm giving you the outline, hint, hint. All right, these are the things that we did when we started Jeff Glover & Associates. It's now turned into the GloverU sales system. Number 12, what is your pricing, property, and seller communication plan? All right, can you hand me a document, or can you show me a video where this is how you price a property, and this is how you keep in touch with the seller, and oh, by the way, this is what you say when they fight you on a price objection, or this is how you respond if you can't get the pricing you want. What does your pricing training program look like? All right, number 13, I wrote down objection handler training. What does your objection handling training look like? Again, we can't rely on this idea that that technology is going to solve all of our problems. We have to be able to go in there when we can physically go in there and present and overcome all their objections. While everyone else is spending time in Facebook groups and learning technology, you better be working on your skills right now. Again, technology is operational training. There's a time and a place for it. It is not sales training. As leaders in the real estate industry, we need to be focused on getting our people to become strong salespeople. Why is that so important? It's important because if you're not focused on being a strong salesperson and listing property, writing buyer offers, prospecting, performing lead follow-up, then guess what? Everything else is a distraction. And if everything else is a distraction, then how could you possibly generate a lead? How could you possibly get a contract signed? Stop spending so much time learning the stuff that's only important for maybe 10% of the job, 20% of the job. The sales training is 80% of the job. What you say when you go present, they are making a decision on who they're going to hire based on who they feel comfortable with. How do they make that decision if they've never met you before? It's based on your sales skills. Number 14, I wrote down, what is your buyer efficiency and buyer program? Do you use a team of showing agents? Why is that model important? How do I use that model? What is the script to educate a consumer on things that we can be, that the benefit of working with a showing agent? Do you have a script for putting the showing agent on a pedestal? Do you have a process for the best way to show homes so that way buyers are informed and making decisions quickly? I wrote down number 15. Again, these are the steps in what was the JGA sales training program, still is today, and now it's the Glover U sales system as well. Closing and negotiating. How do I negotiate a contract? How do I close for a signature? What are some scripts and dialogues you can give me on that? And more importantly, how can I master them? All right, we don't need to just be handing it manual over and saying, here you go, good luck. You have to show me how to master this stuff. I need to know what to do to master this stuff. Next, I wrote down number 16 in the program, mastering adaptability and communication styles. What is your training on teaching someone the four personality styles, the D, the I, the S, the C? What does that look like? By the way, hint, hint, a lot of this stuff I'm sharing is out there. You can find it on YouTube. You just search Glover U or Jeff Glover and put in some of these topics, you're going to find stuff. All right, so you got to have a training system for the personality styles. Number 17. What does the customer experience look like? Have you created and can you deliver an unreal customer experience? What do you say when they ask A, B, and C? What does that customer service even look like? What is the operation team's responsibility? And what is my job as an agent? How do I provide excellent service? Why aren't we talking more about how to provide great service? It needs to be part of your plan. Number 18, how do I leverage? Now that I've learned how to sell, okay, you don't leverage before you sell. It's mind-boggling to me that people are, I got to build a team. I got to have this person. I got to have this. No. Until you've mastered the sales process, until you've mastered what it is to become a great salesperson, you don't leverage. You don't go out and hire help. You don't build a team. You don't hire an assistant until you've mastered the roles yourself. You can't possibly train someone to do something if you haven't done it or mastered it yourself. I get the question all the time. Well, Jeff, I've never really been a phone person. I've never really prospected, but I want to hire an ISA. Well, okay, can we hire you to train our ISAs? My response every time is, no. Hire us to train you to become great at phone prospecting. So that way you'll never have to hire us again. You'll never have to get us involved with prospecting again. You can train your ISAs moving forward. You don't have to spend money to hire us every time. Hire us once and that's it. Number 19, what does your marketing training look like? Are you doing training on helping your agents create their own brand? Are you putting stuff out there for them to use to go out and share on Facebook? Or are you giving them scripts? Hey, everyone, we're going to do a Facebook Live this Friday. Here's the script that we suggest. What does your marketing training program look like? And then finally, number 20 is, what is your accountability system? Last week, we talked about what an accountability system looks like and what it should feel like and what an agent should experience. What is your accountability system? Again, these are the 20 areas. This is the 20 training models of JGA that has now turned, of course, now we're sharing it over on Glover U. And I want to make sure that you have some level of training program in place. So those are the 20 models. So I know I moved fast through them, but we're going to get back to my notes. So I got you the 20 models. Great. All right. So let's talk for a second. I know a lot of you are probably wondering, like, all right, where do I get the knowledge on putting these together? Okay, I'm not here to give you any sort of sales pitch or anything like that, but we have a Glover U sales system coaching program. So if you want to learn all of these 20 models, all you have to do is email us at info@gloveru.com or go to gloveru.com and you can learn more about it. So this isn't a sales pitch. It just came to mind because I'm thinking, okay, I'm sharing with you all these models that you need to have. You want to make life easier on you. It's a few $100 a month. It's not one-on-one $1,000 a month coaching or anything like that. Our next group doesn't start until May. Obviously, once hopefully we've got the all clear by May. If you're interested in digging deeper into any one of those 20 topics or learning all 20 of them, just email us at info@gloveryou.com or go to gloveryou.com to learn more. Now, I wrote down, once you have your program, how do you deliver it? How do you administer it? All right. Now, back in the day, we took everything and we put it into a video. All right. Well, let me take that back. Back in the day, we took everything and we put it into a manual. All right. And the manual consisted of, you know, flipping each page and filling in the blanks. Then we took the 20 steps in the sales system and I went into a studio. Anybody could do this. You go into a local studio, of course, once we get the all clear, and you can record, here are my thoughts on time management. Here are my thoughts on lead generation. Here are my thoughts on lead follow-up. Here are my thoughts on presenting to buyers. Here are my thoughts on presenting. You can record all of these and then put them into a video. So that way, when an agent joins your company, you can say, here's our training. That way you're not duplicating it time and time again. And once you get really good at it, you can take the notes from a handwritten fill in the blank. And one thing we're using right now, we're using the system Lessonly. So our new associates can watch these videos and go in all, they can go through all 20 steps of the sales system. It's me talking in the video and they've got the Lessonly up in front of them, which it's asking them questions, fill in the blank, multiple choice. It's keeping them involved. So once you have the system, you have to think about how you're going to administer it. All right. And you put together what I would call, what we've called for years is, we call it boot camp. It is the first week of a new associate schedule. So it's a lot of videos. It's a lot of taking notes. It's a lot of fill in the blank. It's a lot of multiple choice and it's a lot of shadowing, right? So they generally speaking, they spend the morning watching videos and taking notes through Lessonly. And then they spend the afternoon writing out scripts, chanting scripts, and shadowing our inside sales team or shadowing our OSAs, right? That is it. Stop with the, you know, here's the best way to farm. Stop with the, you gotta master the CRM. Mastering CRMs and technology is only 10% of the process. It's important. You can set aside time for that. But notice it wasn't even one of the 20 steps in the sales system. Why is that? Well, because when I get a lead, I need to know what to do to convert it. When I get a lead, I need to know how to handle their objections. So master the sales stuff first. Let the leadership team handle the training on operations. Let the leadership team handle what needs to be done to learn technology, all right? Now, it's all important. I'm not taking away from that at all. There's a time and a place for it, and I don't want you to spend 90% of your time on it. Spend 10%, maybe 15%, all right? Okay, so boot camp. What does boot camp look like? Monday through Friday. In the morning, it's watching videos that you've produced. Of course, if you hire us, then they can watch us. In fact, when you're in our sales system coaching, you get that exact DVD series, the same ones that our associates get. I think we also have a computer, you know, version now. People can, you know, do it, you know, through whatever, typing in a website or whatever. So they spend the morning watching videos, taking notes. The afternoon, they write scripts, they chant, they role play, they go shadow. They shadow ISAs, they shadow OSAs. You have to have a plan for every single one of those 20 steps. It doesn't even have to be ours, but it is our job as leaders in this industry to train our salespeople on those 20 areas. I wrote down last couple things. Our mantra for training is train for everything so we are ready for anything. Train for everything so we are ready for anything. Why is that important? Okay. People try to pigeonhole. No, no, no. You're a buyer's agent. No, no, no. You're a listing agent. I want everyone to be ready to go out and present at any given time on how to present a listing. I want everyone to be able to present at any given time on how to deliver a great buyer consultation. Train for everything so we're ready for anything. All right. So our training schedule is designed to find weak points in our agent's skills, build up a process to help them improve that. Great. So the ultimate goal, last but certainly not least, the ultimate goal of training is to help them get more out of the work they are already doing. So we need to be deliberate about what we're teaching them and how specifically we expect this to help them increase their per-person productivity. Now, a lot of teams out there, you know, you got teams of 20 people selling 100 homes, you got teams of 20 people selling 1,000 homes. That's how you measure per-person productivity. The higher the per-person productivity, the better the business is. The higher the per-person productivity, the more sustainable the business is. The higher the per-person productivity, the more marketable, the more attractive the business is. If you focus on increasing per-person productivity, your agents will live a happier life. They'll live a life of balance, and everyone will be happier because of it. So Join us every week, 11:30 Eastern Standard Time. We dug into the training stuff. I'm going to dig deeper more into these 20 areas. If you are interested in learning more about the sales system, it is the exact same sales system we've been using in Detroit, Michigan, and now Grand Rapids, Michigan, since 2008. And I just gave you the list. I gave you every single thing that we are training and teaching on. If you want our help with it, info@gloveru.com or check us out gloveru.com to learn more. We'll see you each and every week. Relead, hashtag GloverU. We love giving away swag. Thanks for joining us. Stay safe out there. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having an unreal business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, you can't have the most accountable agent on the planet and still have someone that's going to succeed at a high level without the right training.